Jurors deciding the fate of a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man resumed deliberations today in South Carolina. The case against the former North Charleston officer Michael Slager appeared to be headed toward a mistrial on Friday when the jury told the judge it could not reach a unanimous decision. Slager is accused of killing Walter Scott as he ran away from the officer during a 2015 traffic stop. The shooting was captured on a cell phone video, and on Friday, a single juror said he could not convict the officer. But the jury agreed to resume their deliberations today, and we will keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, a spate of high-profile police shootings in the past few years has drawn attention to the way officers respond to people with mental illness. Until recently, that response was arrest first, ask questions later. But more police departments around the country are rethinking the way they handle these situations. Kristen Espeland-Gourlay from Rhode Island Public Radio reports on a new police training program in that state.
In a classroom at the Municipal Police Training Academy in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, retired police captain Joe Coffey facilitates a class on mental health first aid. Coffey tells the rows of recruits in blue uniforms he understands most of them signed up as officers because they wanted to help people. 7 to 15% of the calls they go on, Coffey says, will involve someone who needs help getting through a mental health crisis.
You get a really good sense of what that help may be, how to identify mental illnesses or people in crisis, how to understand it, and most importantly, how you can help.
No use of force, no one gets hurt, no one puts their hands on anyone, and the person gets in the ambulance and goes to treatment, and it's not further traumatizing to them.
Trisha Brower co-facilitates the class. She works for Gateway Health Services in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, responding to mental health emergencies in hospitals and in partnership with the police. Brower reminds recruits they've learned CPR and other physical first aid. She says mental health first aid is similar and just as critical. That's because someone in crisis might not behave the way officers expect. And knowing how to respond can mean the difference between life and death. Between making an arrest or helping the person get into treatment.
Folks experiencing acute mental health issues aren't very good at following your directions. And we're going to go over some specific scenarios with you later, but that can be misperceived, and you might think that you need to kind of act differently because they're not responding to you in a way that...
Brower and Coffey are teaching the new recruits how to respond to crisis situations, anything from someone having a psychotic break to a person threatening suicide. The main idea is to listen, de-escalate the crisis, and be a conduit to help. Once officers complete this kind of training, situations that might once have escalated can turn out completely differently. Take what happened to Megan LeBeau. She works for the National Alliance for Mental Illness chapter in Rhode Island as an administrative assistant. She also has her own debilitating mental illnesses.
So I have bipolar disorder with anxiety and PTSD. And for a while I had agoraphobia. So I hadn't left my house for about 2 years. And with the bipolar, I have psychosis. So I sometimes hear things or I see things or get very paranoid.
A few years ago, LeBeau had a psychotic episode. She hadn't slept in weeks. She'd taken tons of tranquilizers.
I called the suicide hotline because I got scared. I couldn't remember how many pills I had taken. And I thought, I want to live. I want to sleep, but I want to live. Maybe somebody can help me. And they had said, okay, well, we don't know how many you've taken, so we need to call the police and do a wellness check.
When the police arrived, they found her in the bedroom.
So there was a bottle of Klonopin, there was a bottle of Xanax, there was a butcher knife, and I had marijuana all around my bed. And they saw it all.
Spotting a butcher knife and drugs, another cop might have gotten out the handcuffs. But this officer simply asked LeBeau how she was. He said he'd take her to the hospital. He let her get dressed, smoke a cigarette. He'd been trained in crisis intervention.
He treated you like a human being.
Exactly, he did. And I think even better than a lot of people would treat somebody who was going through a psychotic break.
The hospital admitted LeBeau.
The next day, the police officer came back and checked on me to see how I was doing, to see if I slept.
She never forgot him. As of this year, mental health first aid is required training for all new police recruits in Rhode Island. It's one of the first states to embrace such a requirement. And more police departments around the country are embedding mental health clinicians directly on their forces. If it works, it could help divert more people from an overburdened criminal justice system and into treatment. For Here and Now, I'm Kristen Espolon-Gourlay.
And Kristen's story comes to us from the New England News Collaborative.